about Lois and Rose and how people would meet one another or court one another. And you were saying,
you started to go together. Oh, I used to send Harriet flowers on our anniversary, and I used to send Charlotte flowers. And Sue and I generally went out to dinner on our anniversaries and things like that, but it wasn't a long courtship or anything.
Mm-hmm. So you would just feel the sexual attraction and start going together, and you couldn't stand Lois's rock and roll music, huh?
Well, plus the fact that she used to like to go to the dives down on Broadway where the colored people were, and I am not race prejudiced, but I don't believe in putting myself in situations where I may be mugged or raped.
These would be like the Little Harlem, or?
No, Little Harlem was a good place compared to it. I'm talking dives of corner neighborhood dives where there was one gal by the name of, what was it? Jones danced.
Jerry Jones?
Yeah. Do you know her?
No, we've heard about her. Was she a male impersonator?
No. This was a female gal who danced, who did exotic type dancing and strip. Who's fun to watch? But it was opposite the the American Radio down Broadway, one of those places. And it's just the sort of place that I didn't want to be around. I mean, it was a dive. I am not prejudiced, but I will not walk into a place where there are 95% colored people. Mm-hmm. One time that we did go, this one old fellow, he must have been 90, wanted to take me home with him.
Were there other lesbians there at this
point? Not very many, no.
Was this woman who was dancing a lesbian?
Yeah. Well, she would do anything for money.
She would do anything for money. But without money, was she a lesbian?
I never got that involved.
So you don't know. She didn't have a reputation for... So you and Lois, after you'd been together for a few months, decided this wasn't for you.
Well, that, because... well, as Lois said to me later, a couple of years ago, I was at a party with her, and she said one of the reasons we broke up is I wouldn't live with her. Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't, because I was living at home, and she wasn't anybody that I cared to be that close to. But I wanted to live with her.
Mm-hmm. Was she the more feminine in the couple or the more masculine? Mm-hmm.
She's more butch.
More butch, and you just...
She was more masculine than I... She had more masculine attributes.
Than you. And she... Why wasn't she the kind of person you'd want to be that close to?
This is going to sound snobbish, but I don't mean it that way. But unless you have a common meeting ground conversationally, mm-hmm. And that you can discuss, for example, Saudi Arabia and Sadat's execution and so on, unless you can discuss world events and what's happening today and tomorrow and the news and things. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a conversational meeting ground, what's the use of beginning?
Mm-hmm. So it was more a sexual thing, and after a while
it wasn't
old.
Terrific sexual, no. Uh-huh. But that didn't last that long.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That wears down.
Right.
And you have to, as I said, have a common conversational ground before you can...
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's not a question of the amount of education. It's an alert mind that wants to read.
Right, it isn't the amount. The fact that I had been to college had nothing to do with it. I have a lot of friends that haven't gone to college, but we can talk about world events. Mm-hmm. And they know what happened yesterday in the world, and that there is a United Nations and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is right. You have to have a common conversational ground as well as sex.
And Rose, what happened with her that it was a short-lived...
Well, Rose always had to have three people on a string. She always had to have a backup.
Mm-hmm. And you were a backup where she was backup?
Well, I thought I was a backup, but she tells me now I was number one. I just didn't realize it.
And you don't know whether you believe it or not.
I don't believe it. Because she's one that always has to have three on a string. Uh-huh. You know, if this one falls down, then she has this one and this one to back up with. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And I didn't go for that.
So you just left, or...
Well, that's when I started being very much attracted to Lois. In fact, the night I met Lois, we went home and had sex all night.
Oh, yeah.
At her house. There was a very strong physical attraction there. But there's more in life than physical sexual attraction.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I see. So you just went... Okay. And then after you'd been with Lois for a little while, you just told her we should end it.
It was a mutual.
It was mutual. Mm-hmm. Oh. And then what happened? Seal paperwork. Mm. How long was there between Lois and Seal?
Mm. 5, 6 months.
And then you met Seal. Mm. And she was a heartthrob. Okay.
And she was quite a gal. She had a lot of... She wasn't good looking, but she had a very charismatic personality. Mm-hmm. In fact, unknowingly, I insulted you one time. I said, the trouble with you is that you have too much sex attraction for people. And she was highly insulted. And I meant that everybody liked her, which she did. She had, she was quite a gal.
You puzzled me when you said she was a big butch and she wore these high heels. What did you mean by that?
Well, she could be tremendously masculine. She could paper and paint and rebuild and tear down walls and put up walls and all that sort of thing. And yet, when we went out with Dan and Chuck, two of the boys, she would wear spike heels and be very comfortable in them. And dresses.
When you two went out yourself, how did each of you dress?
Slacks.
Both of you.
Our pants were down. But if we were going somewhere like the 5 o'clock or somewhere out to dinner or some special occasion or the theater or something, we'd wear dresses.
Both of you would wear dresses. Yeah. So after you two started seeing one another, did you used to keep going to the carousel?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'd go to Carol's, we'd go to Five.
Uh-huh. Those two places. And was Seal your age?
Mm-hmm.
Had she been out a long time?
Oh, yeah. She came out when she was 8 years old.
Do you two still see one another?
She's out at the West Coast.
She's on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
All your exes are out on the West Coast.
She went out there to take care of her sister who had cancer, but unfortunately it's in remission.
What do you mean, unfortunately?
No, unfortunately, she went out to the West Coast.
I see.
Not unfortunately that Georgianne had cancer.
Yeah.
No, heavens no. And it's in remission, no, I'm tickled to death because Georgianne and Jeff have, they have two beautiful children. Janine, who is now about 15, has had an IQ of 150-something. They taught her German in kindergarten, Latin in first grade, and French in second to keep her occupied. This is a type of genius. But Georgianne and her husband are smart enough that to realize they have a genius that Georgianne, like 3 afternoons a week, would have some of the neighborhood kids over for pool parties and games and prizes and things to keep her in her own age group so that she could mature on a good level and not be one of these geniuses that would sit in the corner and brood or read or a list. In other words, that she would mature in all ways, socially as well as being such a mental giant.
Mm-hmm. That's really
now, she was very, well, Georgianne is above average intelligence. Mm-hmm. That was Seal's baby sister.
Mm-hmm. So was there anything like you just met Seal and through work in the carousel and then one day you just decided you were going to be seeing one another?
I met her the week before Halloween. I'd gone down to Carol's on a Wednesday night and like Halloween was on a Friday night. And she said, how about coming down? Seal didn't have a car. And I said, don't pick me up, put on Carol's. And I said, okay. But that was the night I took my dog to obedience school, brought him to Buffalo because I lived in Tonawanda. And then I had a dreadful, dreadful cold. Mm-hmm. And on the way back, I got a ticket for speeding.
Mm.
And plus the cold. And so I called up Brooke the Beach. I said, I'm dreadfully ill, I'm sorry. And so we made another date. And so I used to go over there for dinner and go over the weekend and stay there all the time. So she had to go to the coast to take care of her sister.
Wait a minute. If you two were together for 10 years, mm-hmm. did you say you must have lived together, right?
Yeah. 8 of the 10 years, yes.
Oh, okay. So for a while you would be... I don't know what happened, but I must have missed something. What happened after you canceled this date, and then what happened?
Well, she called up, and she'd call me every day, and we'd talk, and we'd go out for dinner, or I'd go to her house for dinner, and then I'd stay there, we'd go for dinner, and then stay there for the evening, and then weekends, and then finally, we lived together there.
At her house?
Yeah.
Was she living alone or with...
No, she was living with Mary, who was going with Harriet, who's been with Harriet 17 years. Harriet and Bob came east and stayed with Seal and I, because we had been out west to see, and Harriet always, when she came east, would stay with me, either 95 Grove, mm-hmm. Tonawanda, or wherever I was. And so Harriet and Mary got a thing going.
How did Mary and Seal know one another?
They had gone together at one point and then had broken up, but still lived together because they owned the house together.
They owned the house,
yeah. And Harriet and Mary started being fond of each other, and Bob caught up with it. He unfortunately was sitting at the kitchen table looking in the mirror that was over, that he could see over in the corner of Mary's bedroom, and he saw Mary and Harriet kissing, and he was telling Celia and I about it and having a heart attack about it. So we took him out to the cottage for a few days to cool off. And anyhow, after Bob died, Mary went off the coast, and she's been with
Harriet
17 years. And we are good friends.
You and Mary.
And Harriet. Cheers.
Well, how did Mary feel about when you started seeing Celia and then you...
Well, she wasn't going with Celia at that point.
She wasn't. Was she single or did she have somebody else?
She was going with somebody else.
Was Mary about your age too? And Celia? Okay. So you started, and then did you find that you finally moved into Seal Springs? And so you lived there until she left?
Then I bought the house.
The house from her?
Because we had a house in Tonawanda that had 5 bedrooms and 2.5 baths and 390-foot deep lot, and I couldn't take care of the outside, and Mother no longer could take care of the inside, and I figured 34 Shenango, which is 1 block west of West Utica in Richmond, and it was a very nice neighborhood at that time. Everybody owned their own house and so on. And I figured that's 5 minutes away from work, and if my mother ever needed me, I could go home at noon and take care of her and still go back to work. Mm-hmm. And Mom died there. Because we sold her one, and I bought
and
the house,
and she went
to, and she went to coast.
Okay, so you two were together for, you said that you went to the bars, and then in 63, 64, you stopped going to the bars.
But why? She was going to bars.
She would be still going to the bars.
But this was at the time of the business, and if I was doing book work, she'd go down the bars. Or she and Dan, one of the boys, we were very close to Dan and Chuck, the two of them would go down the bars.
And mainly you would go to Carol's and to the 5 o'clock, or were there some new bars you went to in the 60s?
No, principally those two.
Okay, when she left to go to the West Coast, were you still in a relationship with one another? Did that break your heart? How'd you feel about that?
Dreadful.
Dreadful.
Certainly.
You all have been going together for a long time. Were you still that close?
Pretty much, yeah.
And neither of you had started seeing other people?
No. Oh, she'd go to the bar, dance with somebody or something, but that never bothered me.
That's a long time for you all to be together.
Mm-hmm.
So how did she take the decision to go take care of her sister?
Well, and George Ann got sick. And George Ann was having radiation and being very ill, and George Ann had 2 children, which were very little at that point.
What did you think about that?
Well, she had, Seal's mother had died when George Ann was only 9 years old, and Seal had raised her. And Mary, her other sister, who was next in line, and Bill, her other brother, they were all younger than Seal. It was a family of 9 children. And she had raised them all after the mother died, and so she sort of felt very close to Georgiana again and thought that she'd got to take care of her again.
And when she left, did you all view it as that you were ending your relationship, or when she left you didn't know what was going to happen, or what happened?
Well, I didn't know what was going to happen, but I knew it couldn't go on for 3,000 miles. I would see her when I went out there. She would see me when she came in.
Did you two talk about the decision together?
Not exactly. She just figured she had to go, so she went. We sat down and talked. She said, I've got to go out and take care of George Ann. I said, okay. We sold the business. Settled that up, and that was it. I didn't like the idea, obviously.
Well, I guess I'm spending a little time on it because I'm thinking about if a couple were a married couple, a heterosexual couple, that wouldn't happen.
No, it would not. But in a gay relationship, it can happen.
Do you think that's good or bad that it can happen in a gay relationship?
Bad. Nothing good about it. Nothing good about breaking up any relationship.
Did you have a feeling that that it was time to move on, or you didn't have any of those feelings at all?
No, in fact, I cried and got drunk for a whole week after she left. But it was pretty rough, but it had to be.
It had to be. It's a tough life, a gay life, with relationships. Okay, same question.
At that point, my mother needed me too, so it all
came together.
Sort of clicked.
Uh-huh. So you had something to keep you busy for one, mm-hmm. keep your mind up. That's really a difficult thing. It's like, the same question I asked in the other relationships, because we're interested in sexuality. Like, did your sexual relation continue active through the whole time
yes.
you were together? It did. Mm-hmm. That's quite unusual. Do you know that? There are very few couples that we've interviewed that can say that
we did. And it was a mutual thing.
It was mutual back mm-hmm. and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's something that several people have said to us, that if there's a performing aspect of sexuality, it doesn't continue. But if it's mutual, that it has more mm-hmm. chance of continuing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting. And do you think it was like completely mutual, or did one of you enjoy making love more than the other?
No, I would say it was fairly mutual.
Uh-huh. And did you all use, did you all do all kinds of sex? Like, did you do oral sex and everything, or was that not something that you all liked? Or?
I have done oral sex with Mary, that is, she has done oral sex to me, etc. But the last gal. But no, Cecil and I wasn't oral sex.
It wasn't.
No,
it's more just friction
uh-huh.
and
uh-huh.
that. Uh-huh. Okay, let's see. Do I have anything else to ask you? Well, you said you were drinking a lot at that time.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to talk at all about that? What that was, you know?
It was probably because of the fatigue of 18 hours a day. It was
right, that's what you said.
To keep me going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When did you dry out?
It'll be 10 years in January.
Right, you said that. So that's 71.
Mm-hmm.
72.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so can you think of anything in the six, when you were together with Seal, that would be interesting? Or, let's see, we're talking about...
Well, everybody liked her because of her personality, and she could tell more stories. She could keep a whole room full at a party listening to her stories of happenings, not joke type things, of happenings that either happened in her life or she knew somebody or this or that. She could share them a whole room full of people. She had a fantastic personality, and she was not good-looking at all.
Mm. Mm.
But she had a very charismatic personality.
What do you think was the secret of your relationship, that it lasted so long and that you all were together, that home and close and active relationship and loving?
I don't know. I guess we just... She's somebody you sit down and talk to. She didn't have a college education... She graduated from Grover Cleveland, but she had above average IQ. I mean, not that that's the important thing. The important thing is you could sit and talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she could be very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And like, she left for work before I did, and she always leave me little love notes. Like when I used to just stay there occasionally, and that I'd always have a note in the morning for breakfast because she had to be to work before I did.
Because
mm-hmm. she worked in the factory and I worked in the office. She worked at plant 2 and I worked at plant 1.
Mm-hmm. So what year did you all break up in? About 64?
66.
66, mm-hmm. right. Okay, and then what happens?
Then I wasn't ever going to go with anybody again.
Uh-huh.
I'd had it. I was finished. And Esther, who said... she had been wanting to go with me for years, and I didn't even remember her. She said she had met me at Carrollton. I didn't even remember, although I knew the gal she went with. We bowled. She bowled. I joined the bowling league. And she joined the bowling league, and because when I had business, obviously I couldn't bowl. And we started going out after bowling. And she courted me fast and furiously, and then ended up with, I had a two-family house that she and her daughter moved upstairs.
The one on Chenango Street?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And her daughter and I got along very, very well. As a matter of fact, I'm her sort of her adopted mother.
Mm-hmm.
Suffered through high school and college with the kid and her various romances. And if I picked the phone up at work and it was Sue crying on the other end, I knew something went wrong with the romance, and we'd talk it all over that night, she and I, and I know the one fellow she loved very much, and she called up and she said, I broke up with Ron. I said, that's good. And she said, why? nobody's ever going to love me again. I said, Sue, you're going to fall in and out of love 14 times before you get married. Well, Sue became in the Salvation Army in high school, and she is a captain in the Salvation Army. She is married, and her little girl is going to be 3 years old in January.
Mm.
But I was the only lay person, not a mother, at the ordination commissioning in Suffern, New York, which is a Salvation Army school. I had a special letter of invitation from the president. Everybody else at the luncheon was mothers. I had a corset just like all the other mothers.
Mm.
That was for her ordination. When she got married, she wanted me there when she was getting dressed with her mother. And had me right in the front row.
Were you and
her
mother still together at that time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we're friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we're friends to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Although Esther, we broke up, because Esther can be a difficult person. She's very moody. And Esther started going with a very, very close friend of mine of 20 years who has since said, why didn't you talk me out of it? They're still together, by the way, only that Esther lives in the same house. There's no sex or anything of the kind. But Marge is a nurse, and when I went into my operation, she was there before I went up, and she was there after when I came down. And so was Mary, the ex-girlfriend that we just broke up with. That was real interesting. And then Rose came in the middle of it. And Mary disliked Rose on sight, but Rose was very nice that day. She just was nervous, and she didn't know whether I was going to have these other people there. And then when I came home from the hospital, Esther came over to the house and would stay, you know, come over right from work and cook and take care of me first week I was home from the hospital. And of course, Marge would call every day or come up every day, and because then I live about 5 minutes away from where I live now.
I'm confused. Marge is who and Mary is who?
And Mary is the last girl I went with. We just broke up.
Oh, okay.
And Marge is one of my oldest
friends. Who went
friends.
With Esther.
No, who went with Esther, but when I first met her, she was going with somebody else.
Uh-huh.
And we were all in the same crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And when Marge broke up with Joni, she wept on my shoulder for a long time, and she seemed to lose this bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's just a friendship thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me go back to 1966.
We're going over 4:30.
That's all right, unless you're tired. Are you tired?
No, we're at 5 o'clock. I have to go.
Don't worry. We'll definitely stop by 5 o'clock, okay? Don't worry about that. I should stop at 4:30. But I was thinking, although I suppose maybe instead of going further today, that would it be hard on you if we met once more?
No.
Well, maybe we should. I also noticed that I'm clearly tired today because it's very rare that I forget people's names. So I'm not surprised I'm tired because I've been putting in a long work day.